hear a lot about cyber threats. You hear about it all the time. But the warnings might not be helping. Researchers at George Mason University's Mercatus Center say the government isn't releasing enough evidence for you to make the best decisions about cybersecurity. They're calling on the government to declassify details about cyber threats. Jerry Brito is one of the researchers behind the call, and he joins me now to explain what he means. Jerry, thanks for being on the program this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
Let's just get clear up front. You're not necessarily a cyber skeptic. You're just saying what?
Well, I mean, so there definitely are going to be cyber threats out there, which we know exist, and we now know about Stuxnet, for example, and that's very serious. But some of the rhetoric coming out of Washington, sort of in support of either regulation that would affect either how the government regulates its own cybersecurity or how private parties regulate their own cybersecurity, really is out of proportion to what the threat may be. I mean, so let me give you an example. So here is Armed Services Committee Chairman Carl Levin last year at a hearing on this. He says, quote, cyber weapons and cyber attacks potentially can be devastating, approaching weapons of mass destruction and their effects. That's not really helpful because it's the rhetoric is a little bit of alarmist. And when you say, well, what's the evidence for that, that evidence really is nowhere to be found.
What evidence have you seen so far, and what evidence are you looking for to drive this in a way that you think is more constructive?
Well, I think the problem is, again, that the rhetoric is very alarmist. And I think what we'll find is that there is not evidence out there to support that kind of alarmism. So I'm afraid that we're not going to see it. What I'm suggesting is there, for example, one thing that's bandied about a lot is that our electrical grid is sort of laced with logic bombs, and that they are rigged to blow, basically, at the press of a button by foreign agents. This is very serious, and it's something that may be the case, but it seems that there is no real verifiable evidence for this. Anytime you ask somebody who's making that sort of claim, they'll say, well, that's probably classified information. We sort of have anonymous reports in the media, especially where you have anonymous government officials cited, for those sorts of claims. And what I'm saying is, let's get that out there in a official capacity, so we can know whether this is real or not.
So I just want to make sure that I'm understanding. You're not saying that these threats don't exist. You're saying we haven't been told enough yet about how much they exist or how serious they are to completely understand them. Is that a fair characterization of where you're coming from?
That's right. And the reason I think that's important is before we regulate and before we legislate a solution to this, we need to understand what the problem is. Number one, to know whether there is a need for a solution. And number two, to know if the solution that's being legislated is the right one.
So are we premature then on pretty much any kind of cybersecurity legislation that would come out of Capitol Hill right now?
I don't think so, because you can definitely see cybersecurity legislation that would simply establish sort of a coordinating function within the government to better understand what the problem is, and you can foresee legislation that would declassify information and actually put out more information about what the threat is in a more systematic fashion. That would be very welcome. What I don't think we need is to give DHS or some other agency the power to say, this is critical infrastructure, this is not critical infrastructure, and what falls inside this bucket called critical infrastructure gets regulated in these certain ways that will promulgate later.
One of the things that the administration has been very careful about is almost every time that I can recall anybody talking about cybersecurity policy, they're very careful to stipulate that they understand that 80, whatever the percentage is that they use at the time, I think 85 is what I hear most commonly, percent of the infrastructure, internet infrastructure in the United States is held in private hands. And so the government's in a position of advocating and asking, but not in a position of being able to demand. Does that fit with what you're talking about? And is it fair then to say, okay, private sector who is overseeing that much greater percentage of our cyber infrastructure, you also should be more transparent about what the threats are that you're seeing?
I think that's right, but I think it's although the administration may be being very careful there, you don't see that in Congress, and you certainly don't see that in other commentators who are calling for regulation and legislation. What they want to see is regulation of private industry to address cybersecurity, and we see this, for example, in the CSIS report. They call very clearly for regulation. You have Richard Clark's book Cyber War, where they're very clear that they would like to see regulation of the internet and regulation of private entities, and that may be needed. I'm not suggesting that it may not be needed. What I'm suggesting is that before you do this, you need to have a really careful analysis, with verifiable evidence to make sure that's the case.
I guess if I were to sum up my takeaway from your paper, which, by the way, we'll link up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, if I was going to sum up my takeaway, it is that your position is we just don't know what we don't know. Is that reasonable?
I think that's right. But again, it's a little bit more than that, simply in saying we don't know what we don't know, and that would be sort of a poor situation to be in. But it's easy to remedy simply by investigating more and releasing that information. But it's we don't know what we don't know, and yet our political leaders and the media oftentimes have told us that this is the most dire of circumstances that we're in, that trains are going to fall out of the sky, planes are going to fall out of the sky, trains are going to derail, et cetera. And that's not really helpful, because what that does is that creates fear, and fear is not a good sort of way to make policy.
Are you optimistic or pessimistic or neutral about the possibility of the kind of declassification that you're proposing happening anytime soon, at least?
I am optimistic, because even among the folks who would like to see greater regulation or legislation, there is a consensus that information around cybersecurity is overclassified. Folks tend to agree on that, so that's one thing. I've also seen recently, I think it was last week, I saw Senator Whitehouse introduce a bill that would require DHS and the White House and others to investigate this and to put out more information and put out more detailed reports about the nature of the threat. And that's very welcome.